Shalom uvracha to everybody. This week's parsha is Parshas Mitzorah. It is the sister parsha of Parshas Tezriah, whereas in Parshas Tezriah we learn about the affliction of Tzara'as. Tzara'as is a biblical Tzara'as, is an affliction that comes as a result of a spiritual malady, whether it is a Tzara'as ayin, stingy eye, whether it is Lashon Hara, Gazal, the person is spiritually sick due to mostly sins and deficiency in character, and he is afflicted with Nega Tzara'as, the plague of Tzara'as. So in Parshas Tezriah, we learn about the different kinds of Tzara'as, the different ways that the Kohen identifies the Tzara'as, and in Parshas Mitzorah, we learn about the rehabilitation process of the person who had Tzara'as and how he becomes healed and tahor once again. In Parshas Tezriah, we learn about his isolation. He has to go sit outside the camp. Towards the end of Perikid Gimli, he has to call out about himself, Tami, Tami, Michutza Machana Meshavo. He has to be isolated from people. Why? Because Rashi says, "Ho, since his lashon hara caused a divide between people, between man and wife, between man and friend, therefore afhu yibadel, it's mida kenega mida, because his words, his poisonous words of slander, caused divide and disharmony and discord and machlokas between man and man and man and wife, he has to be sent outside of the camp." It's an interesting fact about Tzara'as that not only can it occur on the person's skin, it can also occur on the person's garments and even the walls of the house. So the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Mitzorah, Parak Yudalad, Pasuk, beginning Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron limor. Hashem spoke to Moshe and to Aaron saying, Ki shavau eretz Kanaan asher ninosei nechem la'achuza, when you come to the land of Canaan that I give you as a possession, Venasati Negat Tzara'as Beves Eretz Achuzaschem, I will place the Negat Tzara'as, the Tzara'as affliction, upon the house in the land that you will take possession of. So you come, you're in Eretz Yisrael, people have come to the land, and this man sees that there's Tzara'as on the walls of his home. Uba asher lo habayis v'higi da kohen neymar, and the one who has the house comes and he says to the kohen, kinega nirali babayis, like an appearance of an affliction appeared to me in the house. Something important here, Rashi points out, I'm in Pasuk Lamed Hey, Perikadal Pasuk Lamed Hey, kinega nirali. Let's say the guy's a Talmud Chacham. Let's say he's Baki in Shas. He knows all of Mishnah. He knows all of Gemara. He knows Torah Baal Peh completely backwards and forward, and Torah Shebichtav. So he knows culture kula, but he's not a Kohen. He's Yisrael. And he has a naga in his home. Why does he have to go to the Kohen and say, kinega nirali babais, like an affliction appeared to me? That was just tell the Kohen, you have Tzara'as, come deal with it, please. So Rashi says, afilu talmud chacham sheyodershu nega vadai, even a Torah scholar who knows with certainty that this is an affliction of Tzara'as, lo yifsuk davar barur, he cannot render this judgment with a definitive statement, lo mar nega nirali. He cannot say, an affliction, absolutely, I'm 100% sure an affliction appeared to me, ala kinega nirali. Something like, it looks like an affliction appeared to me. So it's a tremendous lesson in humility and in kavod to the Kohen, in humility of every Jew and the Baal HaBayis, and also how we must do everything according to Torah law. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the diagnosis and habilitation of Tzara'as under the jurisdiction of the Kohen, then even if someone is a Baki B'Kol Torah Kula, it is not under his jurisdiction to make the pronouncement of Tzara'as or to undergo the process of healing. He must go to the Kohen. So we learn three things from here. One, humility. There's always someone who knows more than us. We must defer to the opinion of the person who knows more. Two, we give kavod to the Kohen. So you don't go and say, it is. You say, I think it is. Give kavod to the position of the Kohen. He is Yoram Mishpatech Yaakov V'Soreshchal Yisrael. He's the spiritual leader of Am Yisrael. We must always show kavod to our leaders and our spiritual leaders. And thirdly, the third lesson that we learn from here is we have to go according to what the Torah prescribes. So even though I may know the answer to my shayla, not me personally, I'm very happy to try and ask shaylas when I know that I have a shayla. But let's say someone says, I absolutely know the answer. You can't be so absolutely sure. You have to go to the Rav, say the Harav, you have to go to the Talmud Chacham, you have to go to the leader, and you have to make sure that you have the answer to your question. We should never assume. Kenega nirali babayis. Betziva, coin, upinus, abayis, b'term yavo, coin. So the coin gives his prediction, not prediction. He makes his announcement and he gives the command and they clear out the house of all the possessions, because if Bunsa Coin says it's tummy, everything in the house is going to be tummy. Take out the possessions, the coin comes, but Cain Yavo, the coin near Os, the Achar Cain, and after they clear out the house, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Yavo Coin, the Rosh Hashabais. Okay, so he sees the Nega and the walls of the house, whether they're greenish green or reddish red, and the appearance is lower, sunken in from the wall. Okay. So first of all, we spoke about Kinego and Nira Liba Bais. That's Pasuk Lamed Hey. I want to go actually back to Pasuk Lamed Dalet. So Rashi tells us, when you come to the land that you're taking possession of, and there's a Tzaras affliction, Hashem places a Tzaras affliction in this house. Rashi says, Parag Yud Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Besura Hilachem, Shahanegaim Baimalev. This is a Besura Tova. It's a good tiding, good news, that these afflictions will come upon you. Lefishet minu emorim matmonio shazahav bekiras batem. The Amorites, one of the seven Canaan nations, hid treasures of gold in the walls of their home. Kol arbaim shanasha yisrael b'midbar. All the 40 years that the Israelites journeyed in the desert. Al yedei hanega. And since now Hashem sends a nega tzaras to the walls, no seitz habayis. He breaks down the house of Motan. He has to break down the wall. He has to remove the tzaras affliction. He says, oh my gosh, look at this. There's $1 million behind. How did this get here? The Amorim hid it. And when you break down the wall because of nega tzaras, you're going to find this treasure. So, Besura Yilachem, so Rashi says this is good news. So this is an interesting Rashi, to say the least. I'm sure there are many insights and lessons that we can learn, but I want to quote from Rabbi Shalom Rosner in the Sefer Shalom Rav, Volume 2, Insights on the Weekly Parsha. Tzara'as Habayit. Tzara'at Habayit or Tzara'as Habayit. When the affliction reaches the wall of the home. Is this a punishment or is this a reward? On the pshat, Tzara'as is a punishment. On the drash, it seems like this guy's being rewarded. So which one is it? So he quotes a pasuk that we've been discussing. When you enter land of Canaan, which I give you for a possession, and I put the plague of tzaras on the house of the land of your possession. The Torah describes several forms of tzaras, teaches Rabbi Rosner, which several commentators suggest are sequential. First, tzaras appears on one's home. Then, tzaras, you don't get the message, it'll appear on your clothing. You don't get the message, it'll appear on your body. Rashi, however, quotes a medrash that seems to run counter to this idea. That makes it sound like tzaras is a punishment. So first I'm going to punish the walls of your home. You have to break out a section of the wall. Then I'm going to punish your clothing, so to speak, really punishing you through your clothing. Then I'm going to punish you. You don't get the point. There's going to be more and more severe consequences. However, says Rabbi Rosner, Rashi on this pasuk seems to run counter to this idea. It explains that tzaras is actually positive. Besura Yilachem, he quotes Rashi, Shenegayim Bar Malehem, Lafisha Hitminu, Amorim, Matmoni, or Shazahab, the Kiris Batem, this is Rashi that we quoted, Kar Abim Shanashay, Shabba Midbar, Idea Negar, no Seitz Habayis, Matan. So what's going on? Is it a punishment? You have Negat Saras? Or is it a blessing? You just became a millionaire. How do I understand this? Says Rabbi Rosner, this seems to be a bit strange. Saras is supposed to be a punishment. This medrash seems to make it sound like a reward. Saras of the home is supposed to be the first phase, a warning. Shape up. Be more careful with your speech and your midos. Don't have tsarus eye and stingy eye. Have an eye in yafa. Don't speak lashon hara. Speak lashon nekiya. Shvuah shav is another reason the Gemara gives, taking a false oath. So it's a warning. Best one be afflicted with the next level of tsaras, clothing, and then the next, the skin. If the purpose is to punish and serve as a warning to a more severe punishment, how can it also function as a reward? It's a means of finding a buried treasure. Hashem has many ways to enrich his people, says Rabbi Rosner. Why not keep the reward and the punishment same? So he quotes the Sefer of Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim Kohen, Otsrot HaTorah. Sefer Otsrot HaTorah explains, Rashi's explanation can serve as a vehicle for understanding Hashem's love for us. How so? Even though we have difficulties at times, we disobey his commands, ultimately, He has our best interest. Of course, Baruch has our best interest in mind. We don't always listen. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we do averos. Sometimes we transgress mitzvos. Nevertheless, of course, Baruch always has our best interest in mind. Of course, Baruch is like a parent who wants what's best for the child. Even when he must discipline us, it is for our benefit. In that sense, all of Hashem's punishments have buried treasures, benefits that are not clearly visible. In the case of the tzaras on the walls, bekiras habayis on the walls of the home, we see Hashem's purpose clearly. In fact, he points out something which I think is well known, but it relates to this Dvar Torah. The letters of the word neg, nun, gimel, ayin, are also the same as the word oneg, ayin, nun, gimel. The sole difference is the placement of the letter ayin, which means I. Nun, gimel, ayin is nega, affliction. Ayin nun gimel is oneg, pleasure. That's the difference, where you put your eye. That is the difference between punishment and reward. Nega, oneg, is where you place your eye. Your perspective on others, your perspective on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your perspective on what he provides for us. May we always be able, Rabbi Rasser concludes, to see the positive results from the challenges we experience. So we recognize the positive in others and see, strive to see, I should add, the benefit in our initial nega. So sometimes something looks, sometimes something is very difficult, sometimes it looks to be very challenging, just like nega on the wall. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, because he is the Kulo Tova, everything he does is good and does good, there are treasures laying within. It's not always so easy to find him. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us have an ayin tova, to see his good and his bounty in the world. But one of the lessons that we learn from the hidden treasures is that behind everything Hashem sends us, Hashem is Kulo Tova, there is some hidden good. May we be zocha to extract that good, to see that good, to somehow understand from our perspective that called the Avad Rachmana Latav Avid. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zocha to the fulfillment of the verse, when you come to the land and I give you as a possession, you will find behind the travails our overflowing bounty. Thank you so much. Kol Tov. I wish everyone a beautiful day. And Be'ezer Hashem, a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you to all.